Amber McKay is a social service worker with 16 years of experience in mental health. She has served as associate director at Alliance House, also a clubhouse in Salt Lake City, for more than 5 years, and is thrilled to take on the new challenges here in Summit County.
I actually come from a clubhouse that has been around since the 80s in Salt Lake City. And for the last year, I've been working with some amazingly passionate residents of Summit County to start a clubhouse up in Summit County. And then I was recruited by them. So I'm up here starting the first clubhouse in Summit County. I've been with the prior clubhouse, which was Alliance House in Salt Lake City, for the last 13 and a half years. And so it's a pretty big leap and a pretty big change, but it's really, really exciting.
The idea of clubhouse is new to Summit County, but it's been around, she says, for years worldwide.
Clubhouse model has actually been around since the late 40s. It started in New York City and has expanded internationally now to 330 clubhouses in 32 countries around the world. What a clubhouse is and what it does is it's really an opportunity center for adults that have a history of mental illness to regain their self-worth, their purpose, confidence, hope, through vocational skills, social skills, educational skills, a community, a sense of belonging, people that understand what they're experiencing. And it's a really positive environment for adults with a history of mental illness.
The clubhouse is located on the second floor of the Christian Center in a conference room. Right now, they're looking for more members. She thinks they'll eventually want to find their own permanent location. The clubhouse will open August 5th at 10 a.m. Anyone with a friend or family member or therapist with clients who may benefit and learn more are welcome to come by.
We do need to do a referral process, but that process is really simple. The best thing to do is just to email us at summitcountyclubhouse@gmail.com, or you can go onto our website, summitcountyclubhouse.org, for more information.
The initial hours of the clubhouse will be Mondays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And we'll be focusing on literally how to run the clubhouse, how to work in partnership with one another. We'll be making a lunch and just get going. We're working on the infrastructure of the clubhouse, and the members that come, that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be helping to literally run a nonprofit organization. So it's a really cool opportunity for them to learn those skills.
Members are equal partners and have a say in everything they do, everything from deciding what the logo will look like to what they eat for lunch or where to go on field trips. Given the space, they can take up to 17 members, but she says no one will be turned away. Members can come and go as they like. A public opening will happen in the near future once the members have had a chance to plan it. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.